Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, her family believes a ghost from across the street come over from time to time and haunt their house. Is that really what's happening, though?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number to share your real ghost stories with us. Get access to all of our episodes ad-free, binge away, get advanced episodes as well, and the whole archive. It's all there for you on Apple Podcasts, on our premium channel, or patreon.com/realghoststories. Or ghostpodcast.com. Three different places to get all the extras. Tony and Carol with you on today's episode of the program. Nothing like, you know, the neighbor ghosts coming over and saying hey every now and then.
Here's my thing about that. I don't mind if my neighbors come over to say hey, but I do mind if their ghosts come over. It's like, come on, stay in their house.
What if they bring a casserole?
My house is off limits. What can't if, be coming over to visit.
What if the ghosts bring a nice casserole or something like that? I'd welcome the ghosts for a casserole.
Well, it depends on the casserole.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm thinking if they're ghosts, they're probably around more, you know, in the past, and they, you know, maybe have some casserole experience.
Because you know what? There's just not that many casseroles these days.
People don't make casseroles like they used to.
Not like they used to.
But if they're dead and they were around in more of casseroles prime time, you might get some good casseroles from the dead.
But I'm here to tell you, if they bring over one of them damn Jell-O molds like my mom used to make when I was a kid. Like, I remember her making green Jell-O with shredded carrots. Like,
black olives.
I wonder, well, thank God there's no black olives in it. Yeah. That's even more disgusting.
I remember carrots and black olives.
That looks like bug parts.
Green olives, all sorts of crap.
Like, and who would make Jell-O and think to put carrots in it these days? And does anybody even do that? And if you do, all the love to you. Just don't bring it to my house.
I guess the question,
I won't eat it.
The question is, why did anyone ever do it to begin with?
Right?
I mean, it looks kind of funky, but why would you? Why? Why?
And it tasted horrible together.
Yes, it was never a good combination. It was weird.
So if the ghost comes over with that shit, I'm like, you're right out. Now, if this is a delightful casserole,
then you can stay. If not, you're breaking out the holy water and the crucifixes and shit's going down.
You gotta go.
Yeah. Back to our conversations in just a second. This podcast is sponsored by Naked Wines. Naked Wines is a subscription service that seamlessly connects you to the finest independent winemakers on the planet. So you get a box of the market's best quality wines however often you'd like for a fraction of the price you'd normally pay in stores. How do they do it? Well, Naked Wines connects winemakers and wine drinkers directly, allowing for vineyard-to-your-door delivery and up to 60% off what you pay in store. By cutting out the traditional retail middleman costs and markups, winemakers can pass those savings on to you without skimping on quality at all. As a result, you're going to get exclusive access to hundreds of top-quality award-winning wines at a huge savings, making Naked Wines perfect for any type of wine drinker. I love the variety. I love trying new things. I've got my family turned on to this. It is something that I am so happy exists, and the savings are wonderful. Naked Wines has been around for about 10 years now and funds over 90 independent winemakers with no commitments or membership fees. You can enjoy Naked Wines hassle-free. And the best part is, since you listen to the show, I have a promo code for you. Who doesn't like a promo code? So head to nakedwines.com/ghost and click enter voucher in the top right when you get to the website and put in ghost for both the code and password and get 6 bottles of wine for just $39.99 with shipping included. That's $100 off and less than $7 per bottle. That's nakedwines.com/ghost and use code and password ghost and grab 6 bottles for just $39.99. One last time, that's nakedwines.com/ghost. Code and password, GHOST, for $100 off your first 6 bottles. Well, let's go to the phone call at 855-853-4802.
Hi. I recently just called with a couple of stories about when I was young and inexperienced things that were happening and how a Ouija board cursor had gone missing. But I said I wanted to call with a couple other things that had started happening at my house and how I wasn't the only one that was experiencing at that time. So it was my senior year in high school that weird things just started happening out of nowhere. I mean, we've lived there 15 years and nothing happened before that. I'm very comfortable with this stuff. Like, unless I'm alone, I don't get scared. I find it very interesting. So it always seemed to happen when I was either alone or my mom was home alone, and nothing really happened to my dad, or he doesn't admit to it. But it first all started with me being in the kitchen, and it was about the fall time, and we had a dishwasher, and I was leaning over it, and I was getting coffee out of the Keurig, but I had not touched the dishwasher. I was just leaning over it, and it was open, but the tray wasn't out. And then all of a sudden the tray came out and landed on the floor. And I mean, that's never happened before because it's on tracks. Like, it stops it from coming all the way out, as you know, with a dishwasher. So I'm like, oh, I was just taken back. And I was like, there's a really loud sound too with all the dishes in it and the whole thing just smashing on the floor, basically rolling right out. And I like jokingly run to the kitchen because my mom, or ran to the living room because my mom was in there and she obviously heard it. And I was like, Mom, our house is haunted. And I just said that jokingly, and she kind of just looked at me like, yeah, it's weird that you say that because I've kind of been hearing things in the basement lately. And I'm like, what? Tell me about it. Like, I didn't even believe that she'd actually experienced anything. Like, that was crazy. And she goes, yeah, I mean, I was like, what kind of noises? And she goes, I can't really describe them, but it's just, I mean, we've lived there 15 years, like I said. And she's like, I've never been scared to go in the basement. And I'm just hearing these really weird noises that I can't explain. And then for a point in time, my family dog at the time, before she had passed away, would be attached to my mom's hip all day, every day, would follow her downstairs anytime she did laundry or anything like that. And she would stop going downstairs or following my mom down there. And we thought that was super weird because she always did. And she wouldn't go down there for about like a week or two is what I remember. So we, you know how they say dogs can sense paranormal activity or something. So we were like, ah, yep, that's weird too. And then the couple incidences when I was alone and I had just got done shutting all the lights off at my house. My mom was out running and I was sitting in the foyer waiting for one of my friends to come pick me up. So I was texting them like, yeah, I'm ready. And it was complete silence. And I just heard like these, what sounded like clapping noises. And it was three clapping noises, and it just came out of like thin air from the living room right next to me. And so I just immediately like, what was that? And I got up and I waited outside for my friends to come pick me up. I told my mom about it. And then another time my parents were gone. I was home alone again. I just got done shutting off all the lights. I had just shut my bedroom door and I had laid down, and I probably got to lay in my bed for 5 seconds before I heard a crashing noise come from outside my bedroom door in the hallway. And I was like, oh my God, somebody's in my house. I called my mom and she's like, okay, just stay calm, stay on the phone with me, open your door, just check. I'll stay on the phone with you. And I open up my door and there's just three hangers laying in the middle of my hallway that I have no idea where they would have even came from. Like at my mom's room, they definitely didn't come from my room. Just three random hangers from somewhere in my household landed in the hallway. So that was really, really, really creepy. And I could not go to bed. I mean, we have a different cottage about an hour and a half away from us. So I made them come home after that. And then there's been other things too, where again, I was home alone and it was pencil to paper loud. I was doing, it was finals week for when I was in high school. And so I was just sitting in silence. My parents were at the gym. And I was just, all of a sudden I heard like a noise come from my brother's room, living room area. And I was like, I just sat there and like listened very silent, and there's silence. It just sounded like things were moving. I couldn't tell exactly what the noise was, but that I could hear something. And I thought someone was in the house. Maybe they came through my brother's window, or I don't know. So I start calling my parents on repeat and they're not answering because they were at the gym. So I just continue to sit there and listen. And there was then a couple noises that I could for sure tell like what it was, because my brother had blinds on his bedroom doors because they were glass, and the sun coming through the living room. Our house had a weird layout. And when the blinds hit the glass, that's just a specific sound that I'm used to. I know exactly what it sounds like, and I heard that. And then I heard like a very light like tapping on the wall, because it was there was a wall between my brother's room and the kitchen. I just started hearing a little light tap, and it's like I wouldn't have heard any of this if the TV was on or anything like that, but it was just because I was doing homework and it was so silent that I could hear all these things going on. And then the weird thing is, the very next night I was doing the same thing. My parents were at the gym, I was doing homework, and then I heard nothing out of the usual. Like, nothing stood out to me at all. Like, the night before, where I heard things going on, like one thing after another, like the tapping, the blinds, and things just sounding like they're moving. Like, I couldn't even describe it. Then we had small things happen where radios would turn on and lights will turn on. And this was all over, like a month to 3 months. Like, all these weird things were happening, like every other day, one thing after another. And then it would just stop. And then nothing happened for 6 months until, you know, I went to college. And, then I wasn't home to, you know, experience anything. But the weirdest part is I just recently came back home because my internship was near my hometown. And I have a new dog now, and he's only 9 months old, and he'll sleep in my bed from my college town and would sleep peacefully, never wake up in the middle of the night, never do anything. And then when the first week we were home, it's been almost a month now, but here and there, I'll wake up to him growling in the middle of the night. And I wake up and I go, "Tucker, are you okay?" And I was like, "What are you growling at, Tucker?" And like, I'll try to get his attention. He'll be like so focused on something in the dark. Like, it's pitch black in my room and he's just looking straight ahead, like super focused and just growling. And no matter what I say, I'm like, "Tucker, cut it out. Like, stop, you're scaring me." Or like, and I'll touch him and I'll pet him and he'll still like continue to growl for a little bit. And then he'll finally stop. And I was like, that just freaks me out. Like, maybe as I was younger, I was more perceptive to the paranormal. And now that I'm older, I can't sense it as much, but he can still sense that there's like something there. Our theory is that the ghost from across the street, because that's really haunted, they'll have like things fly across the basement right in front of them, and they've heard voices come out of the dark. They'll hear kids playing upstairs, like just the whole nine yards. So our theory is that it just comes over to our house and hangs out with us for a little bit and then goes away, thinks we're boring or something. I don't know. You guys can let me know what you guys think. I think it's weird how things will, it'll be so much activity in a couple months and then none the next. So, yep, just let me know. I really enjoy the show. Okay, thanks, guys. Bye.
Thoughts on all that?
Well, I think that she lived in a very haunted house. It didn't sound like it was anything super mean, but out to scare him.
Yeah.
You know, like hangers flying out of rooms and stuff. And but you know, the part about the dog at the end, that to me is creepy. If a dog's growling in the middle of the night, because it's creepy either way. It could be a paranormal thing, or it could be a serial killer.
Or a fly.
Or somewhere in between.
Or a squirrel.
All in your, and a squirrel in the middle of the night when you don't expect it, if it was to jump on your bed.
Yeah.
That would be some scary shit.
Well, a serial killer squirrel would be.
Well, that's even worse. See?
Yeah.
So I just like anytime. Now, my new dog, he sleeps so hard. Like, it's like he's taking an Ambien every night. He sleeps so damn hard. But, you know, if I woke up and he was growling at something, that would kind of scare the crap out of me.
Yeah.
Because I think my first thought would be someone has broken in. It doesn't make it any better if there's like some shadow man at the foot of my bed. I think that would be terrifying as well.
I would take the serial killer squirrel. I think I could take on the serial killer squirrel.
I think you'd have a better chance at with a serial killer squirrel as opposed to a regular serial
killer. I agree. They're feisty. They can move fast. I don't know, maybe I'm underestimating a serial killer squirrel and its abilities.
I had one jump on my head once, a squirrel. It scared the crap out of me.
You had a squirrel jump on your head?
I did. I was at the laundromat years ago. I didn't have a washer and dryer. Yeah. I was sitting outside on the step because the laundromat was packed. And I was watching across the street where there was this drunken altercation at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. These people were just drunk. So I'm watching them with my head turned that way. unbeknownst to me, a squirrel approached me from the other side and jumped up on my head.
Oh, my God.
And I screamed so loud that I stopped the drunken altercation. That they stopped what they were doing and looked at me.
That was a miracle. It was the squirrel that you probably saved a life.
Then the squirrel ran across the street, like directly towards them. And they all started screaming and scattering in different directions. So the squirrel broke up the drunken altercation.
That's quite a squirrel.
Mm-hmm. Wow. It was an impressive squirrel. Why it jumped on my head, I don't know to this day.
Maybe the squirrel was possessed.
I think it was.
Well, that's crazy. If you have a ghost story, you can share it to 855-853-4802. If you'd like access to our bonus episodes, advanced episodes, all of it's there for you on Apple Podcasts, patreon.com/realghoststories, or ghostpodcast.com. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.